Simon Shinlam Batas left off in the middle of Sif Dalad. And the Mechaber continues that Chalitza and Yibum may not be done on Shabbos. That means the son is Nifter and does not leave over any children, but leaves over a wife and Amana. So the brother of the Nifter asked either the Yibum to marry this Amana or do Chalitza, a process that apartens him from being Miyabim her and allows her to marry other people. So Chalitza cannot be done, which the brings, that Rashi explains. The reason is because they might come to write a Shtar Chalitza for the Chalitza. And even to be Kaveh Malkum, to establish the place where Chalitza is going to be done, that's part of the process, the first Kaveh Malkum, the Chalitza will be done. That's also to do on Shabbos. Even if the Chalitza is not contemplable on Sunday, because it looks like a done din b'Shabbos, it looks like she was bezin on Shabbos. A month of Shabbos, Kaveh the place, can do Chalitza on Sunday. But on Shabbos, it can be Kaveh it. If it's a big tzarech, so then Erev Shabbos ben Hashmosh, you can Kaveh the place for Sunday, if there's no alternative. Yibum cannot be done because the kanyan kinyan b'Shabbos. Because when he's miyabim her, she becomes wife of chol davar. All the nesuin apply. All the kinyanim that we spoke about by the isser of nesuin. Also, in my commentary, Rik Silva, it's another reason why it's also to yibum on Shabbos. And the mechabata continues in kinyan that you can't do nesuin the chuppah because even if the kedusha was done before Shabbos, the kinyan is nigmar for many dinim. The yarsha the mitziyasa ma'isedea with the nesuin. Lemakdishin, he can be makdish something to hektish, to erezu hektish, because I'm Rosal Gavoyg, Rosal Hadid, and it's like Mechamemka, it's like doing business on Shabbos. You know, you could be Paisik Stokal Aniyim, here it's actually Chal, it becomes hektishes when you say the Harezu. And therefore, to say Harei Alai, a certain amount to hektish, that's Mutter, because you're not being makdish, a Gvisar Zach, a specific item to hektish. Lamarichim, it's the parish of Erchin, and the parish of Chukosai, every person has a certain value, a person can say Erki Alai, and he has to give that value, the halakhic value. So the Beis Mikdash are plenty of light, so-and-so's value. That's also like Mechel Memkar, and it's also on Shabbos. Lemachrimim, Timachrim, something to Gvoya, Tzarei Zacherim, is also same idea as we Makdash things as Aser, the same reason. The Mechaber says you cannot be Mavish Tumas and Maisers on Shabbos. This is a problem because some of the Makdash, the Paris, the Meng Tumas and Maisers, also because the Paris that are Tevel are also Bachila, and now be Mavish Tumas and Maisers, those Paris become Chul now, you Masaka them, they become Mutter Bachila, it's a Tikkun all the Paris. And although the Mechaber says that all the things in this list, if someone did B'mezid or B'shegig or by mistake, or did B'mezid or did B'shegig by mistake, they didn't realize they were Shabbos, or didn't know there's Asr on Shabbos, the Mechaber says, but yeah, all the things that work, the Hektish is Chal, and the Yibam Chalitza work, and the Suan, all these things. However, by Trimus and Maisis, or Machmer, that if someone did B'mezid, knowing this is Asr, that Chulin, the Tevel that became Chulin, is Asr for him and for others to eat till the end of Shabbos, is a Knas. B'shegig is more to eat, but if he did B'mezid, it'll be awesome for him and for others to eat until the end of Shabbos. And Trumas and Meisters and Afrashas Chal, the same thing cannot be done on Shabbos for the same reasons. Pinyin Ben, the Mechaber says, cannot be done on Shabbos. Even if you don't do it with money, you do it with a kli that Shava Kester, it's worth 5 Shlom, or similar to Mecha Chamemkar. So you're going to say, maybe you should give the money to the Kohen on Erev Shabbos and say Shmichal on Shabbos on day 31. There's my opinion, let Bichal then on Shabbos. No, you can't do that, which the Brewer says, because then you lose out on the Bracha. Before Shabbos can't make the bracha, the mitzvah nachal yet. Can't say if it's Yivon. No, on Shabbos can't make the bracha because no mice have been done. Nothing happens then. You have to wait till after Shabbos and do it then. And Mr. Bruce says, let's say the 29 days, 12 hours in Tash Tzad Chalokim, the Yiddish a month, finishes on Erev Shabbos. So, you want to play him on Erev Shabbos. So you can't do that. This big machlokes to the Shach in Yerdeya and the Magen Avraham. The Shach holds that's enough for Pinyan Ben, the 29 and a half days in Tash Tzad Chalokim, about approximately 29 days, 12 hours, and approximately 40 minutes. But the Magen Avraham holds you have to have at least mix Yom of Yom Lam Aleph. So even the 29 and a half days ends in Erev Shabbos, if Yom Lam Aleph is Shabbos, you can't do it before Shabbos because according to the Magen Avraham is not this man. On Shabbos you can't do it because you can't depend on Ben Shabbos, don't make Chamemkar. So you have to wait till after Shabbos. Even though according to some Shittas, you're pushing off from Erev Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos, we're Choshbo Shittas, we have to wait till Shabbos. And on Shabbos we can't do it, wait till Matzah Shabbos. In Megarshan, you don't give again on Shabbos. He might come to Ksiva to write again on Shabbos, the other Ksiva, writing the Peter and other things get written. Only exception by Gidin is an exception. A Gedev Shchimera, who's Tokafli Almo, that means you have a person who's very sick, is on his deathbed, he doesn't have children, and he wants to Megarish his wife before he's Nifter, this way she would not have to go to his brother for Yibum. So there the Chazar Matar be Megarisher on Shabbos, because they're afraid, if we don't let him do it, he's afraid he's going to die, and his wife's going to have to go to Yibum to his brother, which she doesn't want to. He doesn't want that she'd have to go to his brother. But the Tarav Neidlo, he'll get very tumult by the fact that he wasn't able to Megarisher, and now he's going to die, he's going to Yibum. And that itself might cause him to be nifter faster. So therefore, because that Chashash, something has some gambit to him from him being for tumult, so therefore, we allow to get Shchimra, when it's talk of Amo, when it's on his deathbed, and it's coming to the end, we allow the get to be given on Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah says it has to be in a way that the get is kosher. Talking about get that's written before Shabbos, they won't give it on Shabbos. So there's a potential risk of psalmuktim. It has the wrong day on it, has Friday's date, you can't give it on Shabbos. But Mishnah Berurah says it can be a case where the exact date was written, it just says which week. And with just as which week, the get is kosher, Ayin Hilchos Gidin, and now for Shchimra, you give it on Shabbos.